This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the big blue state of Michigan, and I do mean blue, is the man, the myth, the legend. It's Roy Edwards. There they are. There you are. There we are. 66 degrees outside. They're loving it. We got a lot of New York Giants fans here tonight. They got their, I saw them out there yesterday, Ron, with their jerseys on, their New York Giants jerseys.
Yeah.
They're here for Monday, and they're here getting a little extra sun time in the process.
Yeah, good times.
Yep, so we'll see what happens. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, my goodness, jury day number three in the Rittenhouse trial. I cannot believe that they're not sequestered.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty stupid. He's a very good judge, but I think this is a huge, blow to his judgment capabilities. They should have been sequestered. I think they're being intimidated or already intimidated. And I don't know. This does not bode well, in my opinion, for the trial.
Right. And Flip is saying good morning in his own special way by saying, Ron Edwards.
Well, good morning, Flip.
All righty. There you go. No, I think they made a serious mistake here. The judge, yeah. And I don't know how they're going to straighten this out, but, you know, the Rittenhouse lawyers yesterday requested a mistrial, which is being taken under consideration. They argued that the prosecution withheld the video evidence where you could actually see what was going on versus what they got.
In this case, I think it would turn out worse for Mr. Rittenhouse because it would be done without prejudice, which would leave it open for a possible mistrial, and those prosecutors are chomping at the bit to throw Rittenhouse in jail. So I think we have to forge on ahead with the trial at hand.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what goes on here, but
yeah.
To be continued, as they say in the business. All right, well, the GOP defeated a long-time Democrat incumbent in the deep blue bastion of Columbia, South Carolina, where the mayoral candidate there, the Democrat, was endorsed by Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Jim Clyburn. And the Republican came up and beat the guy, first time in a long, long time.
Well, that trio is enough to bring about defeat for any Democrat candidate at this particular time. And I'm glad to see that on the local level, where you're beginning to see Democrats being defeated. And because for some reason on the local level, and most of the times on the state level, Republicans actually do a very good job. But when they get to the federal level, I mean, things go kaput. I'll give you a good example. Historically, John Boehner was a good governor of Ohio, but when he went to the Senate, to the federal level, he turned out to be a
Boehner never went to the Senate. He went to the House.
Well, went to the House, that's right.
Yeah.
But when he went to the federal level, he turned into a bad egg. But yeah, this is good on the mm-hmm. local level. It's great. We need to have that political diversity. And like I said, Republicans usually do a great job on the state and local level.
Mm-hmm. Now, OSHA had to do an about-face. They were the federal agency that was forced to change course after a federal judge made a decision about the Biden COVID vaccine mandate. So they had to take their rules and reverse them, at least temporarily.
Yeah, that's true. When it comes to OSHA and all of that stuff, you know, and I just hope that it doesn't remain just temporary. I hope it becomes permanent because it is what it is, and I just think it needs to be permanent.
Well, I do too, but we're going to have to wait for the court to make their decision because it's still in the middle of litigation, as we well know. And, of course, OSHA did suspend the implementation of the vaccine mandate per court order, and they're just sitting there waiting to see where they go next.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about this Biden banking nominee? I just talked about it briefly with Chris Markowski. She's from the Soviet Union. She's Russia, and she believes in the Russia banking system.
Well,
that's a bad mixture right there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's not a good idea. I mean, she comes from a system that is totally anathema to what ours is supposed to be. And I really mean that, to what ours is supposed to be. And I think this is atypical of the type of nominations across the board the Biden administration has been making with people that are just not good.
That's right.
For our system.
All right.
For our people.
Hold that thought. We're coming back. I'll be back with Ron Edwards, and we're going to come back with an Edwards notebook. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, grab yourself a cup of coffee and come on back with us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Once again, some Republicans show they are no more loyal to the better principles for America than leftist Democrats. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, a mind-boggling total of 32 House and Senate Republicans helped push Biden's mostly wasteful $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure package over the finish line. Most of those unwise Republicans were easily won over to Biden's camp via big money handouts from none other than the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, proving yet again what the great Will Rogers said many years ago, that there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats. There are individual exceptions to that rule, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few others. But if the right circumstances come to the fore, you can be sure the prevailing stench of Washington's swamp culture will sweep away far too many Republicans who actually know better. We the people must also vote better.
What they do.
I'm Ron Edwards.
You know something? That was a pretty good report there from Ron Edwards. You got a lot out of that, and I'm sure that you did, too, listening to that. But this edition of the Edwards Notebook is always brought to you by a little concern that we get a little concerned with, because it's called Constitutional Coffee. Now, Constitutional Grounds Coffee, specifically, is what you want to go for, because I'm telling you, I've got my cup right here. I'm going to bring Ron into this. Are you there, Ron?
Yes, I am.
All right. I have my Turvis Tumbler cup, and I have my famous iced coffee mixture. Let's see here. Oh, boy, is that good. Hits the spot, too, right about now. But I like it. It's not acidic. You know, a lot of this coffee, when you drink it, it'll start churning in your stomach and all that stuff. This stuff here, I've had that made for probably 30 minutes, and it's just not acidic. I'm sorry. Well, not sorry. I'm glad it's not. But you can go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's on the website, theronedwards.com, and make a purchase there. And don't forget, you get the code RE20 into the mix, and you'll save 20% on your purchase. Remember, Mr. Ron's going to tell you, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And it's in mine.
Yum, yum.
It's in mine. And I'm telling you, I really like it. And a lot of people say, why are you making this iced coffee? Well, because it's Florida. And we don't always drink hot stuff when it's warm outside, you know what I mean? So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get back into the mix here because we certainly have got plenty of stuff to talk about. There's no shortage of topics here. Senator Lankford slammed the Biden administration's memo moving to undo religious liberty protections, disregarding Americans in general that believe in certain aspects of religion. And I'm just wondering how this is going to affect the people in general. Got any thoughts?
Yeah. First of all, for a president of the United States of America to even think about doing away with or inhibiting our religious liberties is quite evil, in my opinion. Thank you to the good gentleman, James Lankford, for speaking up about this and, showing his displeasure with Biden administration's disregard for America's First Amendment rights. But here's the thing. Despite the fact that Mr. Biden has some huge challenges in his cranium, he doesn't forget to try to screw over this country. And this is just yet another example. And you get rid of the First Amendment, that's basically one of the main parts of the First Amendment, as he would like to do. You know, you talk about unraveling this country, but I don't think he will succeed. And I think that, thank God for Lankford for speaking up. And I think politically this actually will not bode well for Biden or the Democrat Party. However, as I think the Republicans will be taking control of the House and whatever, and growing their growth also, I'm sorry, growing their growth, but growing off their numbers in the mm-hmm. Senate, what good will it do? Historically, correct me if I'm wrong, with the exception of maybe during Newt Gingrich's time and maybe a few times during the Reagan administration, has the Republican Party done a good job normally when they've been in control of the House and the Senate? I say no. They've been a big disappointment. So hopefully this time around, if they do win the House and expand their control in the Senate, I hope that they will do a much better job than they have done most of the time, at least during my lifetime. Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard something yesterday about possibly what the Republicans might do in the House. The reason that the reason that Newt Gingrich was so successful is they had the contract with America, remember?
Yes, that was great.
I think that's coming back. And I think we'll hear about it over the next 6 months or so, and I think they'll be running on something like that.
And I think also because Bill Clinton, though he was a leftist, he was a smart man, and he was pretty much into image. And he was smart enough to play ball with Newt Gingrich as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
now, a judge has rejected a Virginia school district's attempt to stop moms from distributing purportedly sensitive docs. You know what the sensitive docs are?
Let's see, 1,300 pages of documents.
Yeah.
Legal billing invoices, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is yet another represents the travesty of these government school boards.
Mm-hmm.
The moms are finally. I'm glad to see that mothers across the country, in fact, are becoming very concerned about what's been going on in these government schools across the nation. And according to the Fairfax Times, The FCPS threatened Deborah Kissler with legal action if she did not return the documents. Well, why sniffle her on the government school officials who want to, well, I mean, what is this, Captain? You have all these government school officials or school board members who literally, this is not, hyperbole here, they literally want to screw over our nation by harming our children intellectually.
Yeah.
And spiritually, even.
Yeah, you're right.
This is an evil, and thank God for the parents. Thank God for them. God bless them.
All right, let's talk about Ron DeSantis. Now, he was on the broadcast last night that they did down in Hollywood, Florida, Fox Nation, if you will, the annual awards of benefits that they have down there. And he said that the Florida legislature was ready to pass his anti-mandate laws, which they are. That's going to be done today, and he's going to sign them into effect. And that'll be another state that's gone against, guess who, the evil Joe Biden.
and company.
Yeah.
Thank God you guys have a governor like Ron DeSantis on so many issues. He's been just, and he's strong about it. He's not one of these half-baked guys. I mean, when he takes up an issue, he goes all the way. I think most of his provisions have passed. I think one or two did not as far as this bill. But for the most part, he's getting what the people need in your great state.
Yeah, but he has something going for him. He has a great partner in his wife, Casey, and I've seen the two of them work together on the campaign trail.
Okay.
And I believe that she's the strength behind him that keeps telling him, keeps pushing him along and keeps telling him, go for it. And it always helps when you have a good partner like that.
I was going to say, yeah, that is a blessing that he has a good partner like that, that she's not, like in many cases you have a conservative politicians, and sometimes their wives are very liberal and they yammer and water the guys down, and I've seen that happen in politics in other states. But yeah, you guys have a real winner there, and I hope he stays in Florida and doesn't run for president, because we need powerful states, conservative states, that are governed in such a manner.
Well, if he runs for a second term, and he's going to, and if he gets elected, he will be the governor for four more years. He's not going to go anywhere in between. We need him, and he knows that, and that's why he's running. Now, what's going to happen when his term is over, in the middle of the midterm, say, for the next president? Gosh, we're going to have a Senate seat coming open.
Wow.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Either Rubio or Scott, one or the other, and they might want to move up.
Well, I hope Rubio stays where he is.
All right. We will talk to you, Tuesday, but we'll have the average notebook on the weekend. So stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the average notebook, and I'm going to let Mike Gallagher take us to break here, and we will be right back with MOA.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney asked the judge on Wednesday to declare a mistrial, saying prosecutors withheld evidence from them. Apparently it was drone footage from the night of the riots, and they received a technically inferior copy of the video from prosecutors. Day three of jury deliberations continues Thursday. In another high-profile case, Travis McMichael, along with his father and a neighbor, are on trial for murder in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Prosecutors say the killing was racially motivated.
He had my gun. He struck me. It was obvious that he was attacking me. That if he would have got the shotgun from me, then it was this is a life or death situation, and I'm going to have to stop him from doing this, so I shot.
The February 2020 incident happened in Brunswick, Georgia. That's about an hour's drive north of Jacksonville, Florida. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yes, indeed you are, and don't forget, you can catch our buddy Mark Walters on Armed American Radio Sunday nights all across the country with the Munchstercast at 8 p.m. locally on many of these same stations. And then, of course, he's on with his Daily Defense at 4 p.m. live Monday through Friday. And many of these same stations carry that program, too. Now, I was up yesterday visiting with our friend, one of our friends, who came down from Georgia to pick up a brand-new Mazda Nissan Titan. Now, he brought his unit down that he was trading, and he traded in his vehicle. He said he got 25% more for his vehicle, which was the reason why he came down to Moss to trade in for a new Moss Titan and got himself a significant savings in the process. So, Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, is a place where if you're military, if you're a first responder, if you're a veteran, if you're a church pastor, you can get a tremendous deal there. And also, you get the You Serve, You Save package, as well as free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, that's important in a lot of cases. So I want you to go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. They've got locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they also have got the big new facility they're building up in Brooksville, which will be open in a couple of months. And I'm looking forward to going up there and saying howdy, howdy to all my friends and neighbors that are up there. A lot of great friends over the years. We had that mid-morning show up there from 9 to noon when we filled in for Bob Hay, and had a lot of fun with that. All right, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got a special guest right now. Many of you know her. She was a regular contributor to the show, and I've asked her to come on today to talk about some lawyer stuff because we've had a lot of questions about what's going on right now. We've got Amanda Mackey on the phone. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. How are you, Captain?
Oh, I'm busy as always, but listen, I got to talk to you and ask you about what the hell is going on here with this Rittenhouse trial. Now, did they have the grounds for a mistrial here, or am I just hearing that from parties that don't know what they're talking about?
Well, I certainly think that they're going to push for that, but I don't see that necessarily happening based on, what people think is very different than what is within the purview of the judge. Certainly, he has said that, there are things that are happening because he has allowed for cameras in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that that's important for the public to be aware of this. And that's a privilege. And look what's happened. His family has received death threats.
Yep.
His children, they have gone after him because he happens to have Lee Greenwood's proud to be an American on his cell phone as the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
They called him a racist because of that. Because he wore a tie with the United States flag on it. I mean, this has become really an embarrassment. But the reality is that within the confines of the law, I don't know that they have he has the grounds to declare a mistrial. In all likelihood, it could be, sanctions for the lawyers that didn't provide, the full video, they did not get the full video of Rittenhouse to the defense attorneys and
right.
Things that are supposed to be handed over in discovery. They are supposed to give that to the defense and share that information. That is their duty. That is their obligation that they didn't do. Yes, certainly the defense would want a mistrial, but I don't see that happening, unfortunately.
Okay, so this is going to play out. I'm beginning to think that they're looking at the very strong possibility of a hung jury. Remember, all it takes is one.
All it takes is one, and that's certainly a possibility. Look, this the media has hung this individual. Kyle Rittenhouse has been hung in the media. I believe it was ABC News that said he murdered two people. They have already written this kid's fate. And really, this is such an assault on our Second Amendment rights. He's such an assault on stand your ground laws. This is such an assault on people being able to protect themselves. That's what this ultimately comes down to. It's an assault. Now, what people don't remember is what was happening last summer throughout America, where you had these violent protests throughout our streets. This kid was defending himself. He was trying to defend himself. And look what happened to so many people who mm-hmm. were protesting. They beat the crap out of them. They beat them to a bloody pulp. So this kid was defending himself. Based on everything that was happening last summer that we saw, he was just trying to defend himself.
Mm. Now,
and this is the assault on that standard ground law.
Mm-hmm. Now, moving along, QAnon Shaman yesterday was sentenced to 41 months in prison with 3 years probation. On top of that, and a lot of people are saying, boy, what did he do to get that?
Well, this is the Biden DOJ. And I say, well, what about the protesters, to my point about the protesters last summer, what about them? What was their prison sentence? How long did they have to serve? Merrick Garland? So, if you're gonna go hard after protesters, go hard after the protesters who desecrated our monuments, who set fires to courthouses. I mean, how many years did they get in prison?
None. Nothing.
But, you know, I mean, this is the politicization and weaponizing of the DOJ. This is the same DOJ that says parents are terrorists and are treating them as such because they're trying to stand up for the garbage that their kids are learning in school, like critical race theory.
Mm.
And this is what's scary about our Department of Justice right now.
Mm. Unbelievable. Well, you know, I got one more thing I want to ask you about here because, again, you're our political go-to person, and I appreciate you doing this for me. All these lawsuits coming up against the government regarding the vaccine mandate, they've pretty much been lumped into one big pile, I was told, by one judge. I think it's the Sixth Circuit Court is where it's going to go to be decided.
Here's the thing that I just want to remind people, okay? The government says you have to be vaccinated. They want businesses that have been vaccinated or businesses to require everyone to be vaccinated. I've spoken to business owners, and they say we don't want to be liable. We don't want to be sued if something happens. We don't believe in the mandate, but we also don't want to have liability. And, you know, this is where I think it's the most interesting thing. The United States Postal Service employees don't have to be vaccinated.
Right.
Now, think of, they don't care that, you know, some business is going to struggle to find employees because their employee doesn't want to get vaccinated so they can't come back to work. But imagine if the United States mail service collapses because you don't have letter carriers going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to deal with that, and they know that's going to happen. That's why they carved out an exemption for postal workers, because people want to still have their liberties. And when Democrats say, my body, my choice, this is a perfect example of where Republicans should say, my body, my choice. Exactly.
All right, now, before I run out of time, I got about 30 seconds here. You are running for Congress, so tell everybody about that and how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. Running for Congress in Florida's 13th district, that's about the majority of Pinellas County. We have an opportunity to win. We have an open seat. Charlie Crist is running for governor. We need someone who knows the underbelly of Congress because we got to fix Congress. Congress is a disaster. One-party control by the Democrats is destroying our country. We're spending trillions and trillions of dollars we don't have. And someone has to go up to Washington and stand up for our traditional values. And we don't have that right now in this seat. We have Charlie Crist, and we're going to fix that. We're going to flip the seat. We're going to send someone to Congress who is going to stop critical race theory, is going to stop the massive spending, is going to build the wall, and is going to fix our border crisis and our
homeland security. Okay. The computer's going to cut you off, so it's Amanda Mackey for Congress, right?
AmandaMackey.com.
Okay, AmandaMackey.com. All right, thank you very much, and I will talk to you soon. That's Amanda Mackey, everybody. I'll be back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominique's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominique's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, also, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, there you go. Now, Saturday, I'll be at Two Guys Gun Show over in Largo at the Largo Event Center, which is formerly the Mid-Reg Hall, located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I'll be there from 9 to 3. A Saturday, the event's open from 9 to 5. Now, mixing the old with the new, this weekend show will have some of your favorite vendors, but we'll also have a special group of vendors spotlighting antiques and military items from the Vietnam era and before, some going all the way back to the Revolution. So come take a trip through history and see these collectible items that'll be there. Now, let's not forget that the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo is always affordable for everybody because you get a two-day ticket. Costs you $10 for adults 17 and over. The parking is free. They have food there. It's $1 off for veterans or retired law enforcement with your ID. Active military gets in free with your ID. Active law enforcement and firefighters get in free with your ID. And anybody 16 and under gets in free. So, a lot of different things and enticements to help you out there, but this is going to be the show to end all shows, as I like to say from time to time, because there'll be a lot of military collectible stuff there that you'll be able to see and take advantage of if that's something that you want to purchase. Now, 23 aliens who had previously been convicted of homicide, murder, have been arrested and detained at the border in Arizona, charged with illegal reentry in the first 9 months of Joe Biden. So 9 months, you got 23 murderers convicted who tried to come back into the country. How does that work out? Well, obviously, they're not going to get back in the country because they were picked up, identified, and they're being detained. Probably will be sent back to Mexico, but back to a prison. We'll see. Now, little old Mr. Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, was testifying before Congress, and he said that the advanced technology is the key to border security. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? We all know that, advanced technology. And I was under the misnomer that some of that was going on down there in a lot of portions of the border, like Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California. Well, to a small degree, maybe, but what he's talking about is the cameras and the microphones along the border and the drones and this, that, and the other, and a lot of other things. And none of that is currently going on under this administration. The new Infrastructure Act doesn't even provide for that technology. So what the hell is Mayorkas talking about? Well, he's lying. That's what he's doing. He's lying. He's telling you something that just isn't true. Now, you want to know something about the Build Back Better legislation? From Craig Bannister, he says this bill could cost the taxpayers $10.5 billion by boosting the illegal alien eligibility for benefits, which we know is in there. But let's say they, and by the way, they keep talking about 11 million illegals. What if that number is actually 30, 40, 50 or more million illegals? What if that number is actually that? Now what do? You don't have enough money to take care of them the way that it's designed in the bill. What do you do now? Think about that for just about 3 seconds and then tell me, well, you don't let them in to begin with, which is what I would do, but that's just me. Now, wait till you hear this one. October border encounters with illegal Russian immigrants is up 22,428% since October 2020. Yes, I did say 22,428%. Absolutely true. Isn't that something? Also, I told you yesterday about this, but it's been reiterated. The Department of Homeland Security Inspector General has refused to investigate the horse-mounted Border Patrol agents, and that's a good thing, but they're still not coming back on the border anytime soon, and that's a bad thing. Now, Joe Biden got into trouble for talking about Taiwan. He said they're independent. Well, actually, they aren't, but that's okay. And then he had to walk back the explosive remark because it upset China. And he did. He did. He really did. Everybody knows, by the way, we have a wimp for a president. Everybody knows. He's old, outdated, antiquated. And more people now are believing that he's not able to fill the bill as president. Many think he's not fit for office and never was. It's a shame that you have to talk about something like that, but it's there and you do. And wrapping things up, one of the basic duties of government at any level is to provide security for its citizens and their property. How disgraceful is it that some city governments are failing miserable in this fundamental task? You know, last week the San Francisco Chronicle asked its readers if city residents should just tolerate burglaries as a part of city life and instead focus on making their homes more burglary-proof in a similar vein. Now, Los Angeles authorities also are telling robbery victims they should cooperate and comply with the thieves and simply report their crime later. Now, this passive acceptance of crime is un-American and it's absolutely wrong. We don't need to let law-abiding citizens be victimized by thieves. Our streets don't belong to the criminals. They belong to us. We hire police to apprehend the wrongdoers, and then they prosecute them and put them in jail. That's the way it works in our country, bound by the rule of law. Suddenly, they don't want the rule of law anymore. It is what it is, right? Unbelievable. It is what it is. Now, we're going to be talking a lot in the coming weeks and days about the results of the Rittenhouse trial. I really don't have any idea where that's going to go. I certainly hope it's going to go in favor of Mr. Rittenhouse, because I believe that they've already tried this in the court of law, or I'm sorry, the court of public opinion via the media. I just hope that it doesn't work out that way. But anyway, here comes the music. That means I got to go. And I've had another great evening, a lot of great calls, a lot of great contact and information via the website, is via the messenger, the chat room and whatnot. And we certainly appreciate you calling in and you chatting with us and letting us know what's going on out there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back tonight with more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.